This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. When it comes to gasoline, you've undoubtedly heard arguments in recent years over E15, which is gasoline that is 85% petroleum and 15% ethanol, or grain alcohol derived from corn. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says many people aren't all that familiar with E15, but should be.
Well, it should be something that you can just get at the pump because it is a lower carbon fuel. It's higher octane, so it's actually better for the engine. It burns cleaner and cooler. You're using fewer toxic additives, and consumers save 5 to 10 cents per gallon. So, it really is a win-win for the American driver, particularly if you want to do something that's good for the planet.
Score says it really seems like a simple choice.
Well, you use this fuel, it's fewer greenhouse gas emissions, and you don't need a car to do that. You can use this in the car that you're driving on the road today. And so as we talk about larger, bigger, grandiose things to mitigate climate change, this is something that can be used in today's cars. Every consumer can use it, and it's affordable to all communities, and that's important too.
So why is this change causing so much controversy?
We do have a lot of political fights with big oil because the more ethanol you're going to use in the gas tank, the less oil that you're going to use. So it's a competition for the share of the tank.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Growth Energy's take on the advantages of E15 or greater blends of gasoline.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.